You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This weekend, Kalamazoo playwrights will share their latest work at the 5th Annual Theater Kalamazoo New Play Festival. Steve Pfeffer is an associate professor of playwriting at Western Michigan University and co-organizer of the event. He says since it started, the festival has grown both in the number of plays as well as the number of audience members. There's now a repeat of the 10-minute plays on Saturday to accommodate more viewers in the Epic Center Theater.
I never imagined a time when we'd be sort of saying to people at a new play festival, sorry, you know, we don't have room.
The highlight this year would have to be guest playwright Deepika Guha of New York. Guha will premiere her new play, The Mechanics of Love, and join in discussions after performances. Pfeffer says playwrights in past years had been clamoring for an artist like Guha.
One of the things that the playwrights talked about was what can we do to give it more, continue to give it more of a festival feel. We've had guests in the past who've been more local or regional playwrights. So then in expanding it even further, to have a playwright of Deepika's caliber to come in and be part of the festival is very exciting for us. And the fact that she has a terrific body of work, but the fact that she's going to be also developing and hearing something new really feels in keeping with the theme of the festival.
And that theme isn't just to exhibit new plays. It's about playwrights coming together to revise their work on a real stage. Pfeffer says the actors are even discouraged from learning their lines, so playwrights can change the script up until the performance.
But to be able to see the play on its feet, to be able to watch the actors move through it, to have the luxury of multiple rehearsals where you can try new things, you know, bring it back into the room or try new things at a particular rehearsal, so accelerates the process. And we've even seen it in our own, you know, even especially in our own process here, where even in the last 2 weeks, getting a peek at the plays two Saturdays ago, and then having this flurry of emails with new drafts, you know, just to see some really exciting development. Yeah, it's really the goal of the festival. We talk about the festival's goal as being serving the playwrights and serving these plays, and that we imagine that this is, just like I say to my students in Playwrights Workshop, I mean, this is not the final resting spot for any of these plays, that the goal is always that these plays are going to go on to somewhere else.
Pfeffer says he thinks people will be surprised at the variety of plays at the festival this year. Take tonight's two-act plays, for example. The first play is called Caged Sister. It's a story about human trafficking by WMU's Kara Beth Heath.
She really focuses on the family themselves who have become caged and trapped when their daughter has disappeared. And, you know, the irony in the title comes from sort of looking at how the sister who's sort of been left behind has to break from her own sort of cages, the loss of her sister, and watching the gradual disintegration of her parents, and again, finding her own kind of political awakening in regard to that issue. But that play's followed by a very funny, dark comedy called The 3M Diet, and that's being done by Queer Theater Kalamazoo. And that's about two roommates. It deeply transcends your typical college stoner play. One of the characters has pica, eating disorder, where he has an obsessive compulsive disorder where he eats Post-it notes, all sorts of things. And it's about how these two male roommates come together over their own addictions and eating disorders in that play. And that's really, like, you know, it's a dark comedy. But to see kind of two such tonally different plays, I think, is really representative of what the festival is all about.
You can see plays from this year's Theater Kalamazoo New Play Festival at the Epic Center Theater this weekend. We'll have links to the full lineup and a longer interview with WMU's Steve Pfeffer on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.